She's great, a great American, my friend Carrie Lake. Carrie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sid. I didn't mind being on hold. I was just listening to the commercials. It was great.
A lot of those commercials are PSAs for what's going on in Israel, obviously, raising money for a lot of different Jewish organizations. And
important.
You know, certainly, of course. Certainly you can, your heart goes out to them. Yeah.
You have one of the greatest shows in America, and everyone needs to support those who are supporting you. And we do need to support Israel. It's just, it's horrifying what we're seeing around the country and our college campuses. We've seen it here in Arizona, where the Jewish students felt they needed to have police escorts around campus because it's dangerous. And I can't believe we're living in an America like this right now.
First of all, I almost want you to repeat when you said you have the greatest show in America, because I was afraid I stepped on it. You know, I actually, this is so pathetic, Carrie. I have like this little montage, I swear to God. And it's Mark Levin, Michael Savage, Kelly Ripa, Donald Trump, and John Voight. And they all say during this montage that I've got the best show in America. So I'm going to add you.
You have the best show in America. Which is why I wake up at ungodly hours to come on your
show. I know it's early. You know it is early. Thank you for doing that. I mean that sincerely. Thank you. Look, you know, there's a lot of kids that I know that lived in Brooklyn when I was growing up as a kid, and they went to Arizona, and they went to Arizona State. Party schools, gorgeous temperatures, you know, the whole thing. There's a lot of Jewish kids who go to school in the state of Arizona, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the video that came out, it was about a week and a half ago. These students were at I don't even know how to word it. It was a group setting where they were discussing the issue of what happened, you know, the whole conflict and what's going on. And so they went there with an open heart to say, let's talk about this. And it got so heated and so not violent. Like, well, there were rocks being thrown that they needed a police escort to safely get out of that situation. And we can't have college campuses like this. But you know what? The chickens are coming home to roost. This is what happens when you have decades upon decades of indoctrination in our government-run schools. And we have to root this out.
No, you're right. You're right. And I think like we're starting to do that now. That's the good news. So, look, we all know, of course, we'll get to your Senate race in a moment, how close you are with Donald Trump. He loves you. You spent time with the former president in New Jersey this summer when your book came out. He threw a big party for you, all that good stuff. So you know, of course, Carrie, that Donald Trump was the guy that really was responsible for peace in the Middle East. Him and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, the Abraham Accords, Israel talking to Saudi Arabia. Nobody died in Israel over those 4 years. And yet, Joe Biden, who along with Barack Obama, enabled Iran, complicit in these attacks, the same guy comes out and said this yesterday. I almost fell off my chair. You got to hear this, Carrie. This is Joe Biden trying to take credit, at the very least, saying he's the reason why Hamas attacked.
I cannot prove what I'm about to say.
Of course not.
But I believe one of the reasons why Hamas struck when they did was they knew that I was working very closely with the Saudis and others in the region to bring peace to the region by having recognition of Israel and Israel's right to exist.
Do you believe that?
Are you kidding me? This guy is delusional. Actually, he is trying to take credit for everything President Trump did. We did have peace in the Middle East. And only when he started back up the Iran deal and started to allow Iran to make hundreds of billions selling oil, which basically turned on the money going to the terrorist outlets and organizations, did all of this start back up. This guy, can we just hold the election today?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know that we can make it throughout another year with this complete moron in the White House. We need President Trump back in there. He knows exactly what to do. No one even fears Joe Biden. I mean, we fear him because he's destroying our country.
Right.
But these world leaders, they look at him and they laugh. They laugh at him. They laugh at us. He has no gravitas on the world stage. He can't even walk across the stage. And he is the reason He's got blood on his hands for this October 7th attack.
Agreed.
In Israel.
Agreed. He's complicit, 100%. Anybody who loosened any sanctions, let alone gave money to Iran, whether it's Hezbollah in Lebanon or Hamas in Gaza, is absolutely 1,000% complicit. His crocodile tears right now mean dick to me, to be honest, Gary. And then I was watching your Instagram a couple of days ago. I love this, too. You were going hard after Biden on some TV show about his Bidenomics. Bidenomics is a disaster, is it not?
Oh, and it's really hit Arizona hard. I'm assuming things are bad in New York. Every time I see any footage out of New York, it's not positive.
So bad.
Inflation hit Phoenix the hardest. So, you know, I read a figure the other day. It takes about $1,300 more a month to survive. I had heard it was $700, but then, you know, the new data came out, and it's more like $1,300 more. People don't have any disposable income. That's the income you have that's kind of left over at the end of the month where you can have a little fun, go out to eat, go to the theater, you know, catch a movie, whatever, go on vacation. People don't have that. It has plummeted. The ability for people to spend money on things other than the basic necessities, and going into the holidays, you know how devastating that's going to be. So it's really bad here. It's bad all over the country. And it was made worse on day one when Joe Biden came in and decimated our energy sector. He stopped the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, hurt the drilling here in America of natural gas and oil. And all of those jobs, thousands and thousands of jobs, and these are not service industry jobs. These are high-paying jobs that can support a family. And those jobs were gone overnight. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff the left always wants to ship our jobs overseas, turn off the high paying jobs and make us suffer. And I think the people of this country are waking up that under Democrats, we suffer. Under President Trump, we were thriving. And now they're looking back and going, well, maybe I don't mind the mean tweets. Maybe I don't mind. I didn't love his personality, but maybe I can put up with it. Listen, I love President Trump's personality, but most importantly, I love that he put our country first. I loved his policies that made my family be able to thrive, and we need to get that kind of leadership back ASAP.
Boy, that is well said. Carrie Lake, that's why she's going to win running for senator in the great state of Arizona. About 3 minutes to go. You've also been concentrating quite a bit on what I think is going to get you the win, Carrie, in Arizona, and that is the calamity at the border. I mean, this Joe Biden, you know, we've got a migrant crisis. Excuse me. We've got an illegals crisis in New York, second maybe only to you guys in Texas, and it gets worse every day. And the morons here, they're complaining they want more money. But for the longest time, hey, we're a sanctuary city. Come on. The truth is it all starts at the border, which that man refuses to fix. He refuses to fix it. Why? Why?
Oh, I think he intentionally opened up our border to create chaos and destabilize our country. Right now in the Tucson sector, the processing center there is holding 23% of all illegal immigrants nationwide. They're all being held. I mean, Arizona is really suffering right now. I don't know if you've seen the video online. I posted it on my site.
I saw it.
Just an absolute surge on my Twitter site. Huge surge of people coming in illegally across the desert in the Lukeville area. I mean, thousands of people are pouring across, more than we've ever seen coming across Arizona right now. It's a true invasion. And I don't think he will fix it because he created the problem. We didn't have it like this when President Trump was in office, and that's why he wanted to build the wall. So the solution's really simple. We got to finish the wall. If it didn't work, Biden would not have gone down there and welded the gates open. We need to enforce the laws that are already on the books, change our asylum laws so that people who do not qualify from coming over don't get to enter in the first place. And we need to immediately deport people caught crossing our border outside of official ports of entry. There's so many things we could do, but anybody who crosses that border illegally in any other setting besides the port of entry should be banned from ever coming into America. And we cannot reward these people with citizenship or asylum when they're coming across illegally. And that's what my opponents want, by the way. They want asylum for all of these people. pouring into our country.
Oh my God.
Why we've got to root these people out. We have to vote these people out and get some folks in D.C. who will put America first. President Trump showed us how to do it. It's really simple. Put your country first. Put American families first, the American economy first, American security first. That's how we do it.